Sorry, Tim, I would just mean like, well, take you home. I guess it could. It was more of a formal term than what I think you were referring to.
Okay. To get a boat up on land, you tie a rope and you...
pull.
Mm-hmm. And to get a car out of the mud, you might ask...
push.
If you carried a very heavy suitcase a long distance, instead of saying I carried it, you might say I...
pulled it.
Or...
drug it.
You've got it up in your arms, but you're not saying carried, you're saying... trying to express something stronger than carried. Because it's so heavy.
Huh. I don't know.
Would you ever say lugged?
Yeah.
I say
yeah, lugged. I said a lot. Lugged. Mm-hmm. Lugged it all the way from here to the airport. Mm-hmm.
Would you ever say toted?
No, but I've heard it many, many times. Mm-hmm. It's not that it's unusual.
If a child is reaching toward a hot stove, you might say to him,
don't touch.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted the hammer,
wanted what?
The hammer, and you couldn't let go of what you were doing, mm-hmm. you might say to somebody else,
hand it to me.
Or he'd have to leave the room, so.
Please go get it.
Mm-hmm. And we've talked about that. When you throw a ball and you ask somebody to
catch it.
I threw the ball and he
caught it.
I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't.
Caught.
Okay, let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll
call you.
Well, then you're gonna meet, though.
If I get there first, I'll wait.
Wait.
For you.
Okay. If you're about to punish a child, he might say, please just give me one more
chance.
Mm-hmm. If a man is in a good mood, you say he's in a very good
mood.
Or
spirit.
He's got a good sense of
humor.
Mm-hmm. If you've got termites, you might say, I'm sure the exterminating company can get...
solve the problem. Alleviate the termites.
Well, a little less formal than alleviate.
Well, exterminate.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily just refer to exterminating something. It might be turning away a salesman from the door. I've got to...
What about the termites again? The exterminator's coming out to...
I'm sure the...
kill the...
I'm sure he will...
take care of it. Kill them. Get rid of.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Did you ever hear anybody say get shut off or get shut off?
Get what?
Get shut off.
Mm-mm.
He didn't know what was going on, but he blank. He knew it all.
Acted like.
Mm-hmm. If somebody stole your pencil, how might you say that? Who...
stole my pencil.
Another way of saying stole.
Who took my pencil.
All right. Any others?
Who got my pencil? Who's got my pencil?
Okay.
Say that all day.
Got those. Yesterday he blanked me a letter.
Wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Write, wrote, written.
Okay. I've got that one. You put the letter in an envelope, you take your pen and you...
address it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear an older expression for that?
Such as?
Back the letter?
No.
No. I want to write him. Do you know his...
address.
Mm-hmm. If a little boy had learned something new, you might, and you wanted to find out where he had learned it, you might ask who?
Taught you.
Mm-hmm. If somebody asks if you've put up the new fence yet, you say, no, not yet, but I blank pretty soon.
Will pretty soon. I shall pretty soon.
Or you intend to do it, I'm...
going to do it.
Would you ever say fixing to?
I hope not.
Okay.
Probably would, but I don't know.
What would a child call another child who tells on him?
Tattletale.
All right. Would that ever be used for an adult?
Mm-hmm. Certainly.
Is it the same thing as a gossip?
No. No.
What's a gossip then?
Gossip's somebody that runs around telling everybody what they know. A tattletale just has to tell one person to be called a tattletale. Mm-hmm. The wrong one.
Okay. If you wanted to brighten up the room for a party and you had some things growing out in the garden, you would go out and...
pick your flowers.
All right.